Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome, everybody, to this long-awaited Friday the 13th, Christmas, somewhat holiday season episode of Jake and Drew. We're very happy to have y'all. Jake, it is Friday the 13th. I didn't realize that until... What are we paying for it?
We're having some technical difficulties.
Are you eating?
Yeah, Subway.
Are we sponsored?
Eat fresh.
Did we get a deal?
No.
Oh, okay. Jake, how are you doing today? It's the first day of finals. Happy festive finals.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm a little sick today. A little under the weather, as people may say. But... I show up for the podcast. If there's something I do, I don't show up for finals. I show up for the podcast.
Well, you might have your priorities a little bit skewed, but that's okay. It benefits me, and that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
How has your week been so far, besides the sickness?
It's been good. I went on a great date this week.
Are we going to get some names?
Do tell. No. But tell me if this is...
A true gentleman tells names and kisses and tells.
Okay.
All the time.
Her name is... Oh, I thought you were going to stop me. Oh. But here's something that I want to ask. Creepy or romantic?
Probably creepy if you have to ask.
But. Okay. Well, the date that I threw, I told this girl that we were going to go to this super fancy restaurant. Like super fancy.
Very nice of you.
Yeah. And then I told her to dress nice and get a dress. We pick her up. It's a group date. And I got a suit on. She wore the dress. All of her friends wore dresses. And we take them. And they're kind of confused.
You take them?
Not like that. I mean, they came.
We're trying to avoid the willingly. Creepy narrative here, Jake.
They came willingly, but because of the
implication,
yes,
they weren't wanting to leave.
Okay, and so we took them, and they're kind of confused because we were like driving next to King Henry, and then a guy walks towards us, and we're like, they're like, what's going on? And we park the car and we hop out, and he's our valet, and we get him to park the car for us, friend of mine. We go into our apartment, and in there is set up this fancy dinner.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the apartment. So
yes.
They were probably like, wow, there is definitely no nice place. Or maybe they thought, like, dress nice, we're going to go to a nice place to eat. And they saw you driving around King Henry, and they're like, crap, these guys are such white trash. They probably think the Mobettas or the Little Caesars is high dining.
Well, here's the question. Quick segment. We haven't done it in a while. Tasty Text.
Is that the intro for Tasty
Text? Tasty
Text. Tasty
Text. Tasty Text.
Jake, tell us about your Tasty Text.
Eat fresh, Subway.
This is just absolute chaos, brain rot.
This is great radio. Tasty Text.
Why have we been on, well, first off, we've kind of been off the air for a while now. Why have we been off the air for Tasty Text? Why has Tasty Text not been going on either?
Well...
The people want Tasty Text.
You know what's hard about Tasty Text? I've heard a lot of people say, Jake, we need Tasty Text. I don't listen to the podcast without Tasty Text.
Oh.
And the problem was I was going out with a couple girls, and these girls knew about the podcast. And so they knew about the Tasty Text. But guess what? I'm still going out with girls.
Wow.
But thank you. Thank you. Can we? Hold on. Hey, thank you. Thank you. I need to stop.
The applause are so thunderous.
But I'm still going out with women, but I'm here for the podcast. I'm here for the people's needs.
So it goes podcast, girls, religion, friends?
Finals. At the very bottom.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. And so, yeah, it's been good. So here's my Tasty Text.
I thought we were going to have to start doing Tasty Text for me, which I think we might... I'll pitch it to you after. I got a pitch for what Tasty Text with Drew would look like as opposed to yours.
Ooh, okay. My Tasty Text this week is after that date that I just talked about, she texted me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, wow. She said, hey, thanks for inviting me. That was the best date I've ever been on.
Wow.
I know.
This girl has been on no dates.
she,
poor thing.
The bar is low.
This poor girl.
And so I'm like, it was a good date, okay? I thought we did a good job. And so I was getting hyped, right? But then there's the next line.
Mm.
It says, you...
You're the best friend ever? No. You're a really good friend?
No. She said, you guys were so fun.
Oh. And fun?
Yeah.
That's tough. You guys and fun.
Yeah.
You yeah. people are fun. Can I say that? You guys.
We'll allow it. But the hard thing was after that, I responded and I said, hey, glad you enjoyed it. We should do it again sometime. Hmm. No response.
Oh, okay. So apparently did not have the best date of her life.
Well, yeah, I'm a little confused.
Maybe she just had such a good time that she's like, I'm never going to be able to top this with this guy. Like this guy, this is
that was his ceiling.
This is the best that's ever going to get.
Ceiling is the
downhill.
Roof.
Exactly.
I did tell her I had a podcast. We'll see if she listens, though.
Okay. We'll see if she's a faithful follower. I want to have a segment of... Wait, oh, that was your tasty text.
Yes,
right.
That was my tasty text.
I want to have a tasty text segment where I read you a text and I ask you if you think it's a guy who sent it to me or if it was a girl, namely
my wife.
You got
any examples right now?
I don't know if I have any off the top of my head. Let me see.
Hey, Pookie Bear, how you doing? Logan Richardson.
That would definitely be...
Brady Tavish.
Let me see. let's see here. You can talk when I'm not talking.
I know. I'm going to eat a little bit of Subway. Proud sponsor of Subway. Eat fresh.
While I look for this, Jake, I want you to give us a little bit of... Do we want to do the sports topic of the day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do the sports topic of the day.
I thought you could explain what a pick six is.
Oh.
Because you've never had one of those before.
Okay, well, that's not fair. I've had several in my flag football days. A pick six is when the offense drops back and they throw an interception. So they throw it to the other team, and the other team catches it, and that's called an interception. But here's what a pick six is. It's when that defender returns it all the way for a touchdown. As in pick, he picked the ball, and he got six from it, a touchdown. And so, Andrew, have you ever gotten a pick six?
Yes, I unofficially hold the record at Big Sky High School for the longest pick six in school history.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but there was a flag on that play, wasn't there, Andrew?
Yeah, there was a flag on that play.
So
technically
you do not have the record.
Technically, it was put me in the top three, though. It still was a 70.
Correct me if I'm wrong,
Andrew.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Do you or do you not have the record?
Why? I don't have the record. I never.
Oh.
I said unofficially.
Okay.
I haven't lied yet. I'm yet to lie here. I returned it for a TD. It was called back on a penalty. Shout out Jet Rebus for getting the clipping on Raleigh Worcester for my pick six. That would have been the school record. But it was called back. It was only a 75-yard return. I was exhausted. Forrest Gumped right through the end of the end zone. But it was pretty sick. It was awesome. I was jumping over Zane Holland and other people. Okay. Well, thanks for – I didn't even pay attention to you explaining a pick six. I was too busy looking for a text. This one that I just was able to find said, hey, love you so much. Can't wait to see you today. Heart, heart, heart. So was that Elise or was that a dude?
Well, I think the expected answer is it for it to be a dude.
Or maybe it's just so hard to find a nice text from Elise that I was spending so much time seeing if Elise sent me a nice text.
That is also a possibility. I'm going to go with a dude.
It was a dude.
Yes.
Well, that concludes Andrew's tasty text, Drew's tasty text.
Tasty text. Tasty text.
Let's move in to some before we get into some sports and before we get into some new segments, I want to talk a little bit about Jake's first finals week. You're a little sick. Mm-hmm. What you're anticipating, if you are a little bit worried and nervous about your finals, if you're gonna we know that finals are at the lowest of your priorities. I get asked on a date this week, are you gonna go on a date or are you gonna study for your finals? My dad.
I'm actually going on a date tonight. And
you're sick.
A date tomorrow.
Did you go on a date yesterday?
I did go
when
on
you
a
were
date
sick?
Last night, yeah.
So three women in 3 days are going to have mono.
Well, I wouldn't say mono. I would just say a common cold and flu.
So COVID.
Yes.
So they're going to die.
Yes. Do you know what they call me?
The walking STD?
No, that doesn't even make sense. They call me the transmitter.
That's the same thing that I said.
They call me the transmitter because I receive a sickness. And then I spread it. I'm like, they call me The Black Plague. You know?
That's terrible. That's what they, who calls you that? That's so awful.
Actually, the Black Plague doesn't really make sense. They call me the White Plague.
The White Plague?
Yeah, the White Plague.
Maybe they call you the, oh, the Pale Plague.
The no, pee-pee. I'm not pale.
You're pee-pee. The Pale Plague.
The pee-pee.
The pee-pee.
I don't like that.
Ooh. Right at the 13th.
Every look time out, a girl ladies. Comes over, I'm here, come- here comes the pee-pee. Yeah, that's what I do every time. Every time a girl comes over, I say, oh, are you ready for the pee-pee?
This is such a stupid podcast.
How much you want to bet this is named no. after a potty term now? Because of
the title of this podcast can't be Jake has Jake. Wait, here comes Jake Gardiner.
Jake is the pee pee man now.
Here comes the pee pee. Oh my gosh, pee-pee. The Pale Plague.
The Pale Plague.
I like that nickname. Okay, let's get into some sports talk before the pee pee comes back.
The pee pees are ready to strike.
We have been off radio for a long time. A lot has happened.
That's probably why we're a little rusty.
I know. The world could have ended, but in the time that we've been off, I was holding out for a better contract. Jake has told me the monetary compensation we've received, so that's why I was holding out, was so that I could hear about that. But nonetheless, our topics today include a little bit about BYU basketball, BYU football, and hopefully a lot about ASU football and some awkward conversations.
ASU!
Is ASU Team of Destiny?
Or Team of Destiny! Team of Destiny!
So let's start with the sad news. Let's start with the bad news. BYU finished the season 10-2. That's great. I think BYU fans are a little dramatic at saying this is a wash of a season. I think this was like an incredible season, incredible to be a part of. Gone 10-2, ended a little bit disappointing with some bad losses. Jake, what are your feelings about the Cougars right now, going to the Alamo Bowl, playing Colorado?
The truth. Wait, they're playing Colorado?
Yeah.
What? I didn't know that. That's going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome.
It's going to be a sick game.
Everyone's kind of upset that it's a Big 12 matchup. And I think as long as they didn't play earlier this season, I think that's a great matchup. We kind of get to prove that we're actually legit.
Yeah. The hard thing is BYU, and I think it all started with the Utah game. It just went downhill.
We couldn't tell. People couldn't tell if we were legit or not. Yeah. I agree.
And I think the hard thing with BYU is obviously we have great players. I love the BYU. I love our receiving core, running back's good, but there's no one on the team who I could say is a star, who we can depend on when the game's on the line. And that's how I feel is the difference between BYU and ASU.
I think on the defensive side we do, but that's not where you want. That's where you need your stars when you're on, like when you're trying to score points and put points on the board.
I will say this, end of the season, defense played great.
I agree.
Defense played amazing. Holding Arizona State to 28 points is a success, I would say.
Well,
and before that, they held Kansas to...
ASU would have been 20 points or whatever if it weren't for the pick at the end.
Oh, yeah, totally. So, yeah.
And Kansas was really hot at the end of the year. I don't think that we really have a bad loss. And that's why I bring this up is because I feel like the biggest snub from the bracket was not Alabama, but was BYU. On paper... And I would just say, like, with the eye test a little bit, too, we are the exact same team as Tennessee, where we're, I think Tennessee is a two-loss team. Both of our losses, or one of our losses is a bad loss, technically. Kansas did beat Iowa State and Colorado in that same span. But I would say that our only loss was to Arizona State, who's in the college football playoff as the four seed. So that's a great loss. I would say, it's weird to call it that, but I would honestly say that we're similar to Tennessee in that way. Or, like, to put us below Alabama, who lost to an atrocious Oklahoma team and a Vanderbilt team this year, I don't know why BYU isn't talked about more as a snub, because going 10-2 in the Big 12 and then also only losing to pretty much ASU and then having wins over top 25 teams, I think we should be a lot higher. We beat SMU.
Mm-hmm. Hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
Hard pill to swallow. Yeah. Well, how about we talk a little bit more about that? The college football playoffs as well as Arizona State. Stop looking at the gloom and start looking at the boom. We bring the boom.
No, we don't bring the boom. Do you want to should we walk through our bracket predictions?
Yeah, let's walk through our bracket.
Okay. Do you have the same picture I do?
Yeah.
Let's start with the top left. Let's go Tennessee, Ohio State. Who are you picking to win that first game?
I got Ohio State.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Any care to elaborate? Just general passes the eye test?
Yeah. I mean, all year they're one of the best teams in college football. Obviously, they drop an easy one to Michigan. I think
bad time to be cold.
I think it was an outlier, but they'll be back. So
lost Oregon. I'm actually taking.
Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to my Lowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Tennessee. I think Tennessee has a quarterback that sets them apart. I know Ohio State's wide receiver core is incredible, but I think that the Tennessee's quarterback, whose name I can't pronounce, but along the lines of Tuilagi-Aloha, is incredible. I think he slings the ball like probably the best. I would say he's the best quarterback really in college football, even though he's shown some signs of duress and what's it called? Not being so great at times. I think that Tennessee takes that first game.
Interesting.
Okay, let's talk Clemson, Texas. Who's going to win and who's going to go on to play Arizona State?
I think the question is who's starting at quarterback for Texas?
You think it's if it's Arch Manning? You've been very quiet about the Arch Manning Heisman. Oh, sorry to break your heart, but he's not going to be at the Heisman.
I didn't say he was Heisman. I never said that. I said check the receipts. Check the receipts. I said Travis Hunter is the Heisman.
I said if Quinn Ewers stays healthy, he would be.
Yes, you did.
And he wasn't healthy. So then the last like 10 weeks I've been.
Well, that's what I said. Well. My take on Arch Manning was.
Nobody's won the Heisman yet, though.
I think Arch Manning would be starting at the end of the season. And is there a chance he is? Yes.
But like you could say that about any quarterback.
Yes, there is. I mean, they've benched Quinn Ewers a few times and played Arch.
So let's say Quinn Ewers starts versus Clemson. Who's winning the game?
Quinn Ewers starts,
will most likely happen.
Clemson wins.
And if Arch Manning starts?
Texas.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. That's wild.
He's got the genes. He's got the clutch genes.
The clutch genes?
Yeah, the Eli Manning genes who won 2 Super Bowls against Tom Brady.
Those Peyton Manning genes that lost to Peyton or to Tom Brady like 5 times in the playoffs.
Do you see Tom Brady? I don't see Tom Brady.
That's a good point. Tom Brady is not the quarterback of Clemson. That is what we know. That is confirmed?
Confirmed.
Okay. I want to take Clemson. For some reason, I feel like they're really hot right now. That's who I want to take. But I don't think I can pick against Texas. And I actually would love to see Texas play Arizona State as well. Let's go to the top right. Notre Dame, Indiana. Notre Dame, they've been on kind of a fraud alert all year, losing to Northern Illinois. Have some good wins against USC and Texas A&M. But are they a team that just plays an easy schedule, or are they legit this year?
Give me Iguodala. I'm taking Indiana.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Laser beam pointed at the earth. Martians.
I'm taking Indiana.
Why is that? Just there's something.
Hoosiers! Go Hoosiers!
I don't think Jake can name a single player on either.
Well, that's
teams.
Just dumb. Yeah, of course I can. Notre Dame has Manti Te'o.
That's right. Manti Te'o's playing this week. I think, so you're taking Indiana. I feel like we're divided on every single one. We are, actually. If you're taking Texas with Archie Manning, but not with Quinn Ewers, that means you're taking Clemson. So that means if you're taking Indiana, I'm going to take Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame will get blown out by Georgia in the next round, but I think that Notre Dame's a fraud. I think they're a fraud every year. They actually look good this year, but they never play consistently tough games, and so they're never really tested. And now in this setting where now they have to like play tough games back to back, week in and week out, I don't think they're going to stand in the college football playoff. I think they're going to have to join a conference soon here.
That's fair. What about Penn State and SMU? To wrap up the first round.
This is our team. We bleed.
Stop.
Blue.
Stop. No.
I love that guy. You want to know the Nittany Lions or the Mustangs?
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Mustangs looked terrible against Clemson, but they still were able to come back at the end, made it a close game. I think that Penn State might be the most overrated team this year.
Oh.
So I'm going to go with my first upset. Oh, wait. This is my second upset prediction. Of SMU actually taking it to the Nittany Lions. We're going to see a Mustang versus Bronco, a Bronco-Mustang horse battle. Okay, so when I do it, it's getting me canceled. But when you do it, okay. That's who I'm taking. Are you taking...
Hey, similar? This is the first one we agree on. I'm going SMU. Hey.
Okay. Hey.
I watched them play. Great quarterback, great team.
Quarterback is awesome.
Yeah.
So that's why I ride with. I also just don't like the Penn State head coach. I don't know what about him. Maybe just because he looks like the guy from Key and Peele.
Hey,
just,
if Trace McSorley's not on Penn State, I ain't rooting for them.
What? How's that song go?
Throw it on a dime, like, man, I ain't even trying. Just a kid from Briarwood, I'm wearing number 9.
This is
I
the guy
sing the whole
like,
song. Yeah.
Okay, let's go into the next round. Let's speed this up. Oregon versus Ohio State. In your case, who are you taking?
I'm taking Oregon.
Oh, I hate the Ducks.
Quack quack. Quack quack.
In that case, I'm also taking the Ducks over Tennessee, but mostly because of the next matchup. ASU versus
Texas.
That's
what I was thinking. I was saying the
Clemson
same thing.
In your time. Little potential for a Pac-12 matchup, but will it happen? Or is ASU going to beat?
Yes. Yes. I've watched Arizona State play. Ooh, the last game. Name the last game that has been close. It has been a
literally
while.
Every single game
no.
that they've played, Jake. Have you been watching Arizona
it's
State?
It's been
this season?
A couple weeks since it's been close. Iowa State, before that, Arizona.
I can name five that were the closest games of the season.
You could say BYU, but honestly, that game wasn't close.
It didn't feel close. At halftime, it felt like it was over. They were up like 21-0 at halftime. Okay, let's look at this. I will give you Kansas State, Arizona, and Iowa State were not very close games. Mm-hmm. UCF decided at the last second. Oklahoma State, not very close. We kind of blew them out.
We have the ability to blow out
barely
teams.
Beat Kansas, barely beat Utah, lost to Texas Tech, barely at the last second beat Texas State, and then barely beat Michigan.
Not only blow out teams,
State.
Just any team, blow out ranked teams. Iowa State, you forget, they were a ranked team.
Overrated ranked team. I think they were.
Okay.
Colorado and BYU definitely should have been in the Big 12. And that was proven in that game. They were the worst team out of those four. And for some reason, and they looked terrible versus Kansas State. They were literally a team that started here. And the only reason why they were in the ranking still was because they started so high in the preseason polls, I think. But I agree with you. Arizona State's clicking at the right time. Like, we are very hot right now. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of controversy in my household. Elise doesn't. She's kind of. She likes Scataboo, and she's kind of growing with Arizona State, but she's still not a big fan, just because they beat the Cougs. So we're trying to convert her a little bit. But
the thing is, though, Kenny's right. Kenny Dillingham, our coach, he said,
"Coach of the year.
We've only lost one game.
That's true. With our quarterback. Which Jake, do you want to tell us something about that?
Yeah, he's my doppelganger. Oh my gosh, I spit on my computer.
Are you actually Sam Levitt? Are you in disguise? Let's see who you really are.
It's kind of like Cosmo, you know? You may never know.
We may never know who the real... Well, we kind of do know who the real Cosmo is. They just have to graduate.
Oh, true.
So ASU?
ASU. You got
go
ASU?
Devils. Okay. Now we have the two horses. Oh, wait. We'll go. You have Indiana versus Georgia. Notre Dame versus Georgia for me. Who are you taking?
I'm taking Georgia.
Okay.
That's it.
Do you think they win with their second string? Or do you think they're more likely to win with their second string or their first string? Because I think they're more likely to actually win with their second string now.
I don't know. I don't care. I think they're just a good team all around.
Everyone's been giving Beck a tough time, saying that he's ugly. I don't really think that he's that ugly. Have you seen what he looks like, Jake?
Oh, my gosh. Just kidding.
He looks like Shaggy.
Shaggy. Who does he look like? He looks like that actor.
I know who you're talking about. Not Timothée Chalamet.
He's older. He's an older actor. He's in...
Grown Ups?
No. He's in Catch Me If You Can. The dad.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
That's such a diss on Christopher Walken. This guy right here?
Yes, he looks like Christopher Walken.
They do have a very long face. They do have long faces. Okay, I'll kind of give you that. I think Christopher Walken's a little bit better of a looking dude, but I'll give you that. Okay, I'm going to take Georgia too. This is where I think Notre Dame gets exposed. I think that people will be like, oh, okay, maybe they even blew out Indiana. Oh, looks like Notre Dame's back. But then they play Georgia, and even though I don't think Georgia's great this year, I think this is going to be a game where they get very much put in their place. Now let's take it down to the battle of the stallions, the horses. The fight of the ferocious ponies. I don't know. Who's going to...
That was awful.
Alliteration's hard.
I got Boise State. I love what they're doing with Genty. I think they're a little bit overrated. And when I say a little, I mean a lot. But I see Boise sneaking out one against SMU.
That's what's tough for me, too, is like... It's weird to me that I feel like SMU matches up against Penn State very well, but I feel like they don't match up as well against Boise State. I think I'm going to say that SMU sneaks out with this one.
Mm.
Yeah. Actually, I'm just doing that out of spite. I just don't love that the Mountain West gets so much credit for being a good team when They're not playing tough teams. You know, I'll give it to Boise State this round, but they will get absolutely obliterated by Georgia after that. Like, it'll be very sad. I know they almost lost to Oregon, but I don't think Boise State's all they're cracked up.
So we got the same Final Four.
Do we? Georgia, Boise State, ASU, Oregon.
The leaders of the conference.
So we picked literally chalk. You know, I'm going SMU.
Okay, SMU.
Actually, I'm going to go Boise State. They're going to get out the first round somehow.
Okay.
I guess we chose a chalk bracket.
Okay. Who you got, Arizona State or Oregon?
Well, am I a homer? I think I'm a homer. I'm going to go ASU.
ASU. I wouldn't be surprised if Ohio State upset at Oregon, though. I'm going to go ASU.
Ken,
I think we're...
Is ASU winning the championship this year?
I guess we'll see. Georgia, Boise State.
Georgia.
Boise State.
Georgia by a million.
I think somehow they sneak it out. Boise State is going to be the luckiest team in the bracket this year.
I would hate that.
They're going
to
be so lucky.
Because then every year they're going to be like, well, now we have to add two Mountain West teams. And you're like, the fourth best team in the Big 12 was Colorado at 10-2. And the fourth best team in the Mountain West was 6-6. I don't even know if I can tell you who it was. It's probably San Diego State was 6-6. So there's a difference. Sorry.
Okay, fair enough.
Georgia versus ASU is my, and Boise versus ASU is yours.
Yeah.
Who's going to win then? Are we biased?
ASU!
ASU by a million!
ASU. Here's the thing I'll say. I mean, obviously ASU shouldn't be the favorites, and they aren't the favorites, but...
What you know about Shizier Simmons?
Team is hot. Good vibes all around. Honestly, I think, you know, I went chalk. Actually, I went pretty chalk. I picked Clemson to win. I think there's going to be a lot of surprises on this bracket. Andrew, why are you eating my Subway sandwich right now?
You got a napkin.
And worst of all, yeah, you got some on your face. Worst of all, you bit from the wrong side. You bit from the heel.
I'm not biting where you already ate. You said you're deathly ill. You're the pee-pee.
I haven't eaten that one yet, that side of the sub.
So do you have a napkin or?
No, I don't have a napkin.
Give me a sign.
Are you ripping off the paper from the Subway wrapper? That one has cheese on it.
Why do you have cheese on a sandwich?
I want you to think about what you just said. Think about it. Why do you have cheese on a sandwich? Think about it. Please think about it. And then
it's melted cheese. It's queso cheese. Why is there queso cheese on a sandwich? I'm fine with like...
Because it's good.
Just regular cheese. This is nacho cheese. Why do you have nacho cheese on a sandwich?
I don't know. It's good.
Sorry. For the record, though, that bite I took was just all bread. There was nothing in it. It was just bread and nacho cheese is what I just ate. Okay.
Karma.
ASU is going to win the national championship. Yeah. How crazy is that? If in your unbiased opinion, if ASU doesn't win it, who's going to win it from that side of the bracket? If we're taking the left side. It's weird not seeing Alabama or like Old Miss.
I like Texas.
I was going to say the same thing. I would either take Texas or Ohio State. I don't want to diss Oregon, but they seem to never show up when it really matters.
Yeah.
Like it was Washington last year, and then they just can't get barely over them. I mean, I know they beat Boise State barely this year, but it just seems like they can't usually just win those close games.
Yeah. What I was saying, though, I could see a lot of surprises in this tournament. I do not think it'll be chalk at all.
I hope that Boise State loses first round.
And I think that's the fun part about this, about the full playoffs, is you never know what can happen.
Let me ask you something, though. As Arizona State fans, would you rather play against the Quinn Ewer Texas Longhorns or the Clemson Dabo Swinney kind of ACC champions, 9-3, but kind of hot right now?
Honestly, I'd probably play against Texas.
I think I'm the same way. And I don't know why that is, because Texas is good, but they just don't put up as many points as you'd expect from a team that talks so heavily about their offense.
What I think is Texas,
Bond,
Ewers, they blow out the bad teams and they make it close with the good teams. So I think if we play Texas, Arizona State, we have a chance.
I agree.
We have a chance. So
let's talk a little bit about ASU. We won't get too far into it, but just like,
do we want to call up?
Oh yeah, let's get some insiders on the phone here. Do we have a name for this insider? This is great radio. We're really prioritizing the pod here. Oh, Karma, huh?
I dropped some.
What? I wonder what we're going to ask him. This is going to be a surprise even for us.
Your call has been forwarded.
Let's see if he declines us twice. Maybe he's at lunch. What are you doing? What are we doing?
I'm in a mess. We shouldn't have brought this Subway in. Awful idea, man. Awful idea. Yo. Don't bring in Subway.
Yo, is who I think it is?
This is your guy over here.
Is this Arizona State insider Cole Gardiner?
This is him.
Welcome to the show. You're on Jake and Drew, the greatest podcast at BYU right now. How are you doing today, man?
You got to be kidding me. What a pleasure this is for me.
Are you just tickled to be on the show? We're excited to have you on the show. You're the celebrity here, man.
This is absolutely excellent.
We're not taking you away from anything, right? You got a few minutes to spare?
No, I got plenty of time for you guys.
He's definitely at work right now. He's definitely. Okay, awesome. We were just talking about Arizona State. We were talking about the college football playoff, and we wanted to get some insights from a real diehard Arizona State fan, just like dyed-in-the-wool kind of Arizona State fan. So we want to talk to you about your insights, keys to success for Arizona State in the college football playoff, and just some maybe just some overall good vibes. It's all good vibes around Tempe right now. Are you calling us from Utah, or are you still in the promised land right now?
I'm back in Utah, but I can confirm the vibes are exquisite in Tempe right now.
Beautiful.
But as far as some insight for the game, I think the key to the game is going to be Scataboo. If we can run the ball, we're going to win the game. I think that's been clear all year. Mm-hmm. I think he got snubbed in the Heisman race, but that's okay. It's adding fuel to the fire. I recently saw a report that ESPN put out that said Arizona State is the worst college football playoff team in the history of the college football playoff.
The disrespect, I think, just continues. Yeah, I think you're right.
52 out of 52 teams.
Have they seen Clemson?
Ridiculous. What's that?
Have they seen Clemson?
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
Jake, did you turn your mic off? I was going to say, Jake said, have you seen Clemson? I don't know if I agree completely with that take, Jake, but the point of there's a lot of worse teams. I could name maybe four or five or six teams that that I would take under Arizona State for sure. Jake and I just did fill out our brackets, and no surprises that Arizona State was our picks. I think we might be a little biased, but we have a lot of hope for Arizona State because they do seem like the hottest team right now, and they seem like a team that has a culture.
Maybe besides Oregon, but yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, sure. Okay. That just like puts them ahead of every other team. Like regardless of like the flaws where they have at certain places, they just are a team that's playing winning football right now. Speak to a little, I know that the Sun Devils were projected to be last in the Big 12 this year. Do you think we just take this projection of being the worst team in college football history, number 52, and we just run with that and we just win a couple games out of that?
Yeah, I think that's more bulletin board material for the coach and for the team. Mm-hmm. I think it's nothing new for them. They've been doubted all year. They've been dogs all year. It's just adding fuel to the fire. I think, like you said, they're the hottest team in football in the last 6 weeks or so, and I just hope they can keep it up.
Who do you, given your insider and expert opinion, who do you think we're going to be playing in the Peach Bowl?
I think it's got to be Texas. Like Jake said, I don't think Clemson's that good. Mm-hmm. I think Texas, their defense is really good, I agree. I think Clemson's offense sucks. So yeah. I think it's going to be Texas, Arizona State, in the Peach Bowl in Atlanta.
And when it comes down to the Peach Bowl, is that a close game that we're going to look at? Like, do you think it's if one team's winning, are they winning by 20, or is it going to come down to the last play, in your opinion there?
I hope it's a close game. And I don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer, but Texas is going to be a very tough matchup for the Sun Devils.
I agree. It's far from a home game, too. It's going to be a tough game overall. Our offense, I think, is what keeps us hot. We got great assets on defense, but when we're rolling on offense, with the confidence level of the whole team, I think, is just so much higher. So if we're not able to get the ball rolling on the ground, get some points up quick, I think we're going to be in trouble versus Texas. But anything's possible. We thought we were going to be – I didn't have high hopes for the beginning of the season. I thought we'd be all right, better than the projections, but this has surpassed everything. So hopefully we can keep it rolling.
That's right. House money. I was telling Cade the other day, I'm trying to manage my expectations.
Who?
Because
– Who?
What's that?
You mean, oh, Big Boy Coug.
Yeah, Big Boy Coug. I told him I was trying to manage expectations because the season's been awesome, but if they lose, I can't be mad, right? They were expected to win 3.5 games. Like, this is all house money. It's all gravy. And I just can't wait to watch the Sun Devils go out in Georgia. and put on a show. And I hope Sparky is on that helmet.
Oh, I know. It better be on that helmet. They've kind of been alluding to maybe it won't be. Like, it might be the pitchfork, the new pitchfork. But if Sparky's not on that helmet, I don't think we're winning the game. I think he has to be on there. I also think that this might be – I've never in a million years would have thought I'd be watching a team that I grew up watching playing on New Year's Day. So this is already a dream come true this season just in general. I'm curious what you think this will have as far as implications going forward next year. Is ASU going to be looking to be a powerhouse in the Big 12 because of this year? Do you think this incredibly increases recruiting, just the hype that we've gotten this year? Or what do you think are the – what are your unrealistic or overreactions to this season?
No, I think whatever happens this year, it sets ASU up for a load of expectations next year. I think I'm going to be watching closely the transfer portal this offseason. I think he is as elite as he can be as a freshman quarterback in college football. But we've got big holes to fill. I mean, Scottaboo's going to be gone, so I'm sure they're going to be looking for another running back in the portal. I like our defense. I think for the most part, everyone's going to be returning on defense, so I'm excited about that. For the first time in a long time, we've had great secondary players, great corners who can cover, and a safety who leads the team in tackles. So I think we're going to be okay, and I think a lot of people are going to be excited to play with Coach Dilley. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you saw his interviews, but he just seems like a really likable guy that relates well to young kids that love the game and want to play hard. He always says, come to Tempe if you want to work harder than anyone else in the country and have fun doing it. So I hope that attracts the right type of talent this offseason.
I think it will. Man, we love Kenny Dillingham here. I remember texting at, what's it called? I think during the Mississippi State game, I was like, I hope that Kenny Dillingham is our next president, and I hope that I'm gonna name my kid Cam Scattaboo Gardiner, and that's gonna be it. So we're hoping that we can keep it rolling. Hopefully that comes to fruition. Maybe if they win the championship, I'll convince Elise that we can name our first kid that eventually. Jake, do you have any questions for our very special guest today?
No, that was all great. I guess final prediction. I mean, could you see Arizona State holding up the national championship? I know you said they're gonna have a hard time against Texas. Obviously, they have Oregon in their path. Do you think it's a possibility? What's like your percentage chance that Arizona State holds up the national championship?
Like I said, I don't want to be a downer, but I'm a bit of a realist at heart. I would give it like a less than 5% chance they're winning the national championship.
Hey, and I think that's a good thing.
I mean, anything can happen.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Honestly, I mean, it's so much better to have your expectations exceeded. Not that we should always set them low, but this season I was down here, and it's been incredible being able to watch every game this year. So, yeah, nothing. It's a win-win, not a win-win. It's a big win versus kind of like, hey, we had a great season, so can't be mad, can't be too
mad. And I think they're set up for success in the future. Mm-hmm. They got both their coordinators locked down and long-term extensions. They're working on the head coach extension. They have a freshman quarterback. I think that's the most important piece in college football is the quarterback play. Yeah, that can overshadow a terrible defense. We've seen that with Jaden Daniels and Cam Ward this year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm excited about the future for sure. But I have a question for you guys before you hang up on me.
Oh, I'm excited. Okay, yeah, of course.
Where does Cam Scattaboo rank in all-time Sun Devil football players?
Not even just running backs, all-time players.
All-time.
Yeah,
on your list.
He's got to be on the Mount Rushmore.
How many years have we had him? Have we had him 3 years? I remember watching him last year and obviously this year. Have we just had him 2 years since he transferred from Sac State?
Yeah, I think it's just 2 years.
Okay. What do you think, Jake?
The thing is, like, he's got to be high because when have we went this far as – this close to the national championship.
Yeah, I'm thinking Rose Bowls. I honestly, man, I'd put him so high because it, to me, nostalgia plays big into it, and also just like the Arizona State culture of like, I pretty much compare every player to Pat Tillman, and how much they're like Pat Tillman mentally, I put him higher based on that. I would definitely put him top 10. As far as, I'm going to say top 5 for sure. I'll put him at 4, and maybe the people above him are Jake the Snake, Pat Tillman. He's in the same class as those guys. might even be above like guys like Taylor Kelly. I don't want to jump too fast after just having for 2 years, but he honestly is putting Arizona State on the map. And I learned, I was doing some research about how good we were like the last 10 years. I think sometimes as a kid, I have some foggy goggles and just think that ASU was always incredible. And we weren't always like, I think Todd Graham's overall was less than 60% of a winning percentage. So honestly, now the trajectory that we're on, I think is a lot better than we have been in the past too. So I'm going to credit a lot of that to Scam. Cam, Scataboo. You got any of that, Jake?
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to, or where do you put him?
I would say Mount Rushmore. I'm not going to say where I see him, but he's definitely top four.
He'll be shaking his head on Mount Rushmore. What do you got? What do you got, Cole?
Yeah, no, I agree a lot with what you guys are saying. I think Jake Plummer is definitely on my Mount Rushmore. Pat Tillman, I mean, he's probably the head of the Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. I think we missed one with Terrell Suggs a little bit. I mean, he's probably the greatest defensive player to come through ASU. But I think he's number four. I think he's top five for sure. I just don't think there'll be another player who have had a greater impact in 2 years than Cam Scataboo.
I agree with that. My list is the
I'm going to say top five all time.
Hey, I take that too.
Which might be a hot take considering he transferred in.
Mm-hmm.
But like Jake said, like when else have they gone this far? And he's probably our best player if Tyson doesn't get hurt.
Right. A little bit of recency bias, I think, plays into this as well. So I'll have to check in a year or two what this feels like. But honestly, I also think when I think about guys who I like on the team, guys that are just like mentally just are like crazy. So like Terrell Suggs, I love, but even guys like Vontaze Burfict, I put very high on the list just because of just the mental insanity I love plays into. I think Cam's got a little bit of that too. So I love it. Hey, that was a great question. We're going to have you on. Win or lose for Arizona State or leading up to the game once we figure out who's on it, we'll make sure to have you on, get some better insights because we're a bunch of knuckleheads over here and you got the real information that we need. So we appreciate you coming on, man.
Love it, boys. Thanks for having me. Go Devils.
Go Devils, baby.
Good stuff.
I feel like we just ended like a Full House episode. Right? Like, good stuff. Okay. Well, before we wrap up some things, let's talk a little bit about the NFL, and then let's talk about a new segment that I want to introduce. We don't have to get – it's not going to be a long segment, but just one that I think is worth talking about. First off, talking about predictions and how the NFL's gone. Jake, your Steelers are riding high. Jake's favorite team, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, don't say it like that.
They're his favorite team in the world.
No,
they're doing great.
That's not.
He's going to be wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers hat and going to the games. He's going to have a little sign out.
I'm not a fan. I'm just a realist.
Try and steal.
Stop trying to make it work. I'm not a Steelers fan, but I told you.
Steelers country. Let's steal.
I told you before the season. Last year, they made the playoffs. They make the playoffs every year with Mike Tomlin.
Playoffs?
And who was their quarterback? Kenny Pickett. Who was their quarterback before that? What's his name? Mason Rudolph. The last time they actually had a chance was with Ben Roethlisberger when he was old. They started off the season pretty undefeated. Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, I was like, before the season, one of them's bound to work. One of them will work. And guess what? Both of them kind of worked. So,
yeah, that's fair.
So, I mean, I felt like it was an easy prediction for me.
Okay. The reason why I bring this up is I think that we're looking at a Bills-Steelers AFC championship potentially. Bills are my pick for the Super Bowl champ, and they have been since the beginning of this year. I still feel pretty confident in them, even though they gave up that big game to the Rams. But it's hard for Josh Allen, not Jared Allen, to play defense as well. Do you still – who's your Super Bowl champion still? Are you still – I can't remember who you picked a few.
I picked the Ravens.
The Ravens, that's right.
Yeah, I like the Ravens. I think, though, we've fallen into a trap. We've fallen into a trap on this podcast.
Because now we don't talk about the Chiefs enough?
Yeah. You know, if any other team was doing what the Chiefs were doing, you know, if you heard what you said, are we looking at a Bills-Steelers AFC championship? Honestly, we're looking at a Chiefs AFC championship. And that's a hard pill to swallow. I know a lot of their games have been close, but they've been winning. And so I think the Chiefs are scary. I don't know if I can pick. I don't know if I can pick the Chiefs anymore to lose early. So I could see a Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Steelers AFC championship.
Okay, let's just throw in the rest. Chiefs, throw in the Patriots in there too, and
well,
the Jets.
Well, those are the four teams that I think are really competing for.
I agree. Bills, Steelers, Ravens,
Chiefs.
Not the Jets. Chiefs.
Chiefs. Yeah, not the Jets.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much like maybe the Texans are some people's other ones, but I honestly think that the Bills clear. I wanted just a good game. I think the matchup that I'd like to see, Bills Chiefs, always great, always feeds. And then also Ravens Steelers would be awesome for an AFC championship. I think that's great.
That would be great.
Great television. We still just Detroit on the other side of the board.
Well, I picked the Eagles. I still like the Eagles.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I like Eagles Detroit.
Fly, Eagles fly.
And then just to speak a little bit on the Cardinals, we haven't recorded, I don't think, since they've – I think last time we recorded, they were the top of the NFC West, and now we're third maybe in the NFC West. So how things turn when you are on a three-game skid, we just don't look good. Kyler's not getting it done.
Yeah.
It's tough because he looked really good. He's been looking good, but it's just not getting the ball to Marvin Harrison enough. It's kind of things that we just keep on saying need to happen, and there's not.
I mean, he does this every year where he plays good and he falls off. And I'm not going to take back what I said just because I saw this coming. I told you that he was going to play bad in the second half of the season, but he still is one of the funnest players to watch when he's at his best.
True.
And so my opinion is this isn't a failed season for the Cardinals. I think, you know, how many wins do we have? Six?
Six and seven, I think, right now.
Six and seven. These next couple games, I think, are easy ones. We could really finish this season with a winning record.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a success based on where we were supposed to finish. We still have a chance at the playoffs. We're not knocked out of it yet.
Pretty slim. The Seahawks having both the tiebreakers.
Yeah.
But you're right.
Kyler Murray's got to start playing better. And I think the thing is, we already have him under contract. Keep playing him. I wouldn't mind if you draft a quarterback in a later round. Maybe not this draft, but maybe the next one, and then have him learn from Kyler. Because Kyler, he knows the game.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the game well. Have him learn from Kyler, and then we got to move off him. We're not winning a Super Bowl with Kyler Murray.
Gabe Huerta.
Oops. Sorry.
Do you concur?
That's my food dealer that was just calling.
Oh.
He's telling me if there's food somewhere. No, I agree. I think that I really want the Cardinals to win out. I want them to look really good. I don't even care if we make the playoffs at this point. As long as we just look good and there's hope moving into next season, I don't want to throw in the towel. And, like, I don't really care about the draft pick this year. I really want to have a good end of the season, which is, I mean, everybody wants that. So I'm just hoping that these next few games for some bad teams, we just – because it seems like this year we blow out the bad teams. We either get blown out or we just look terrible against the good ones or the somewhat good ones. Mm-hmm. So I just want to know that we can – kill the bad team still, and then maybe when we have that game versus, I think we play the Rams and the 49ers again, I want to see if we can beat the Rams in a similar fashion to how we did the first time, or at least a little bit of a commanding way. So we'll keep our eyes peeled on them. We'll keep talking about them. For our last segment, I just want to shout out AJ DeBonsta.
Welcome.
For coming in.
Welcome to BYU,
welcome,
AJ.
Welcome to the family, bro.
Yeah.
DeBonsta? Is that how I pronounce it?
I don't know.
I think that is it.
I mean, bold thing. He went on First Take and announced it. So
that was pretty crazy. I don't think there's ever been. We're not really feeling it completely yet. The swell or the what's it called? Just the energy in Provo from this. But I think this is going to be a really. It's obviously going to be a big deal. But I think it's going to be bigger than a lot of people think. Getting a number one recruit, if he pans out too, which I think he will, it's going to do wonders for BYU in the coming years. We probably have the best recruiting class easily in the Big 12. So,
sure.
Well, maybe Kansas, but. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
He's awesome. We're very excited to have him. Mm-hmm. Okay, for our last segment of the day, something I am branding, we're open to suggestions, but something I call the take bank. When you say it faster, it sounds a little bit more like it rhymes.
Take
doesn't
bank.
Completely rhyme. The take bank.
Okay.
Take bank. Jake, the take bank is a log that I'm keeping now, and hopefully when our intern returns from their sabbatical, that they'll be able to take as well. But recording takes in general, just about anything we want. And then in a few weeks or based on the time limit of these takes, we kind of see if they pan out or not. So we see if we're actually good sportscasters. We see Stephen A. Smith project the wrong championship winner every single year. We're going to see if we actually are good projectors, good insight words to figure out if we're actually good broadcasters. So,
okay. Yeah.
So let's start with some takes. I wanted to start with some bad takes. I don't know what your bad take is. I wrote down some bad takes of me, Jeff Gardiner, and I don't have one for you yet. But I'll just give an example of one of what my bad takes was. First, with Jeff's, was he said that Sam Bradford would be the NFC Offensive Player of the Year in 2016, I think, or 2017.
Cardinals, yeah.
2017 or 2018. And I think if you remember that year, Sam Bradford maybe played like
Four games.
Four games.
They benched him for Josh Rosen.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, for Josh Rosen. That was awesome. Josh Rosen, 2018 Offensive Player of the Year in the NFC, of course. My bad take was I said 2 years ago, I think when I got home from my mission, after Mac Jones made the playoffs with the Patriots, I said, Mac Jones is a top five quarterback in the AFC. I think I redacted it later to top 10, but it's still bad regardless. Jake, do you have any bad takes that you can think of?
Here's the thing I'll say about that, though. There's video proof of me when Mac Jones was having that great rookie season saying that he's a bust.
I know. You and my dad were both against me, and I was like, they don't know Paul. Well, Mac Jones is the GOAT.
I don't like Alabama quarterbacks. But my worst take ever.
Super Bowl champion that you're picking, Jalen Hurts, who's an Alabama quarterback?
No, he was Oklahoma. He transferred. He was Alabama, then he transferred to Oklahoma.
Okay. He went to the Natty.
I had is I said, when his last year of college in Oklahoma, I said, Jalen Hurts is going to win the Heisman. He didn't end up winning the Heisman, but I said as well he'd have success in the NFL. And he has. I think he's been – I said he'd be the greatest in that draft class. Has it shown that way? Not really. I mean, I think Joe Burrow's better, but, I mean, he's second. I could see it. He's better than Justin Herbert, I feel like, right now.
Are you talking quarterbacks or just people in general?
Quarterbacks. Tua, he's better than.
What draft was that? Was that 2020?
I don't know. It was a good draft class, though. Really good draft class. They had Jalen Waddle, Jamar Chase. Wait, no, I'm thinking the wrong one. Not Jalen Waddle and Jamar Chase. They had Tua. That was the next year. But this year they had Tua, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert. Great quarterback class.
Tua and I'm checking it right now. Jalen was taken that same year?
Yeah. He was in the second round, though.
That's crazy that he dropped that far.
Yeah. But
man, he was taken beneath Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Whoa.
Yeah. But my worst take ever is when Buddy Hield got drafted. I said, one day this guy will be MVP of the league.
Oh, gosh. He is playing all right. He's got a good role right now with Steph. Yeah. But, yeah, that's bad.
I love Buddy.
Okay, well, let's make some takes going forward, and let's do some different categories. I might get another special guest on the phone just for a couple minutes after we do this. But let's to wrap up the pod, let's do a little bit of the take bank. Okay, Jake, let's hear your NFL take first.
NFL take. How far in the future does this have to be?
Could be whenever. We'll check. Well, this podcast will obviously be going on for 20 or more years, so whenever you want to put it out in the future is fine.
Okay. Just one take?
One sure. take.
Okay. I think it's pretty obvious that I've been saying the Steelers a lot, so I'm not going to go with that one. But I will go with next year, Marvin Harrison will be the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Wow, that is very bold.
Mm-hmm. When he touches the ball, he's awesome. We just got to find how to give it to him.
So in 2025, 2026. Okay. Mine is way too far in the future. My take is that Jamar Chase is going to break the total receiving yards record.
That's crazy.
By the time he retires. Because him and I know that they have trouble in paradise, so if he leaves Joe Burrow, this is totally voided unless he goes on.
I don't think it's voided. I mean, wide receivers leave all the time.
Larry Fitzgerald easily would have broken the all-time receiving record if he would have had Kurt Warner as his quarterback the whole time or Tom Brady as his quarterback the whole time. Okay.
That's fair.
Thus it is written, thus it shall be. Mm. All right, do you want an NBA take too?
NBA?
Or an NCAA?
NBA, Wemby in the next 10 years. I think this is an obvious take, though. Wemby in the next 10 years will be in consideration for the greatest player of all time.
In next 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think so, but in 10 years? Yeah, he'll be retired in 10 years. He'll break his leg in 5 and then... Yeah, maybe we should just do those predictions. I think that we'll have a player die on the field by 2028.
I think DeMar Hamlin will get concussed again.
Okay.
That's a great take.
Since we're going, I'm going to give one more prediction that's long-term and then one more prediction short-term. My NCAA prediction is BYU will win a championship in this decade.
Basketball?
Basketball.
Okay. I could see that.
Okay. And then I'll give an NBA one too, just since you were doing it. My hot take. By the end of this season, Jimmy Butler will be a Phoenix Sun.
You're reading into that.
I'm reading so much into it.
Wow.
Because it's just what we need. Like,
it's what we need.
It's so, like, we just need a chippy, like, kind of a culture guy. Yeah. It, like, he's obviously one of the greatest players in the game right now. But more than that, I think I put him at the top of the list as far as just mentality, culture, willingness to win. I think that's who I want on our team the most.
You'd be a difference maker for sure.
Okay, do you want an NCAA one to round out the take bank?
Take bank.
Do you want to say anything about Sam Darnold either before we call Tavish?
No, I'll talk about Sam Darnold when Brady's on the phone. But I would say college college basketball. I can't take it. I can't take the pressure. College football, Sam Levitt will be a top draft pick.
Oh, okay.
First round draft pick.
First round. Is he going to play one more year for us?
He has also, right? Cam Scadabo will be the best running back in the NFL.
Okay.
Not the best run. I take that back. The best rookie running back in the NFL next year.
These picks are very biased. A lot of BYU very and biased. HSU on here. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. We're willing to live with it. All right. I like this. And then, you know, the best part about this is in the moment right now that we're looking at these, they're all true.
They are true.
They probably will all not be true. And
this is what we know.
Right now, these could all be true. And most likely, in our minds, they will be true. That's why we're saying them. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see. Okay. Well, let's get Brady on the phone.
Oh, great. Brady Tavish.
Brady requested that I be the one to... He thought Jake was attacking him too much. I think Brady's problem was that maybe he was just talking a little too slow.
Yeah, I'm Brady.
He thought that we were doing a tortoise in the hare kind of thing, and we were just doing a podcast kind of thing.
I think Brady's mad that I just took his place.
I think this is too loud. Maybe he's dead.
Maybe.
Your call has been forwarded.
I mean, you don't answer the phone.
Kind of pretentious that his answering machine is British, but...
True.
He did never respond to me yesterday when I told him that we were going to give him his chance to defend Sam Darnold, but guess not. So I guess since we're the only ones talking about it, Sam Darnold is not good at all.
Not good.
Do you want to backstep on yours, Jake?
I will say this. I was going to say this to Brady, but I'll go back on what I said a little. I think he is a top 15 quarterback.
Okay. I think in the last 4 weeks, I think Sam Darnold has played like a top three quarterback.
I don't think so. I think the thing for me is you have the best coach in the NFL. Oh, not the best coach. One of the best coaches in the NFL. You have one of, if not the best defense in the NFL. You have, if not the best, one of the best receiving cores in the NFL.
Name two.
Oh my gosh. You're making me for Justin Jefferson and what's his name? Addison.
Okay.
Yeah.
Name three. No, I'm just kidding.
They're amazing. You look at Sam Darnold's stats, though. They are good. He's top 10 in touchdowns, top 10 in interceptions. But if you look at it as well, he's number three in sacks taken. He's also high in interceptions, number six.
Wow, you came ready to battle.
I came ready to battle with Brady. And so when you have that high of numbers, I mean, you could say, oh, he has one of the highest yards. Do you know who has more yards than him right now? Kirk Cousins.
Ooh,
is Kirk Cousins
interesting.
Great?
Interesting.
Is Kirk Cousins that great?
I don't think so. Not great right now.
And so Geno Smith, he has that many yards. Geno Smith is playing.
He's pretty good.
He's playing good, but I mean, is he a great quarterback? No. And so when I look at it, how I decide who the best quarterback is, if I was to be in the playoffs right now, who would I want as my quarterback? I wouldn't want Sam Darnold. I think he's a good quarterback, though. I think because I've been bashing Brady a lot, it seems like I have this vendetta against Sam Darnold.
You don't hate Sam Darnold, but you just don't – you're not vibing with the hype that everyone else is giving.
Yeah.
With it. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I think you covered it well. I honestly think that he's a little bit better than you're giving him credit for. But honestly, I don't know if he can win the playoffs. He's never been there before. He's been terrible his whole career, and now he's – I mean, you could say this about a lot of other quarterbacks who have had one good year so far. So we're just going to need to see a little bit more of it. No pressure, Sam, but we just need to see a little bit more.
Yeah,
okay. Totally. Well, pray for us in finals. Pray for us in general. Mm-hmm. Pray for Jake especially.
I'm not feeling great.
The pale the plague. needs some help. So we'll be back hopefully next week with another episode of Jake and Drew. We appreciate you, and thank you for tuning in today.